first let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuba blames failure of COP25 on industrialized nations.
As anniversary of U.S.-Cuba relations, though, approaches, bilateral tensions remain high.
De facto Bolivian president to issue arrest warrant for Evo Morales.
Venezuelan government denounces right-wing terrorist plan.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez says the failure of COP25 climate summit, which wound up in Madrid on Sunday, is a result of the lack of compliance by industrialized nations with their commitments and lack of political will. Rodriguez tweeted on Monday that those countries tried to shift the burden to developing countries. Capitalism is unsustainable, he wrote. The meeting was the longest climate summit yet, as delegates from nearly 200 countries struggled to reach agreements on key issues in the framework underpinning the Paris climate deal. Drawing up rules on a carbon market between countries has been deferred until next year, when the United Kingdom hosts the next climate summit in Glasgow. The Cuban foreign minister reiterated that the human species is in danger of extinction and argued the goal of maintaining a global average temperature increase well below 2 degrees centigrades and continuing efforts to achieve 1.5 degrees centigrades is misleading.
Carlos Fernandez de Cosio, the Director General for U.S. Affairs at the Cuban Foreign Ministry, says the current aggressiveness by U.S. foreign policy officials is aggravating tensions between Cuba and the United States. In an interview with the French news agency AFP, the Cuban diplomat said that those in charge of U.S. policy for the Western Hemisphere are people with very extreme behavior and aggressive statements toward the island. He stressed that they seem intent on provoking the severing of all ties and the shutting down of the embassies of Havana and Washington. Fernandez de Cosio clarified that the Cuban authorities do not want such an event, but that they are ready and prepared for it. He also reaffirmed his country's willingness to build a respectful and civilized relationship with the United States. He asserted that the resumption of diplomatic relations in December of 2014 by then-Presidents Raúl Castro and Barack Obama was a sign of hope for the Cuban people. But the Director General for U.S. Affairs at the Cuban Foreign Ministry said there has been a progressive erosion in the last 3 years as a result of the aggressiveness of Washington against Cuba.
The self-proclaimed president of Bolivia, Yanine Áñez, has announced that an arrest warrant would be issued for the democratically elected president, Evo Morales, in the coming days. If he has to come to Bolivia, he knows that he has pending accounts with the courts and that will have to be kept. Surely, in the next few days, that arrest warrant will be issued because we have already made the pertinent complaints, Áñez said. The interim president also accused Evo Morales of being irresponsible, underlined that he has to understand that Bolivia needs a change. Currently, the Bolivian constitutional president is in Argentina, where he has applied for political refugee status after being removed from power by the coup, despite legitimately winning the first round of the presidential election.
Venezuelan Communications Minister Jorge Rodriguez has revealed details of a terrorist operation that was intended to be carried out against the Gran Mariscal Sucre headquarters and the Zonal Command No. 53 of the Bolivarian National Guard in the state of Sucre. This operation was undertaken by members of the right-wing party Voluntad Popular, led by Leopoldo López and Juan Guaidó, and organized by the deputies of the National Assembly of Venezuela, Janet Fermín and Fernando Orozco. following the terrorist operation Leopoldo López and Juan Guaidó, intended to enter weapons from Colombia territory to storm Venezuela military bases, Rodríguez denounced. The communications minister presented evidence of the terrorist plan that sought a bloodbath in at least the state of Sucre with different acts of aggression and which would be supported by several armed groups. Rodríguez said opposition deputy Fernando Orozco held several meetings with members of the police in the state of Sucre with the intention of recruiting them to carry out the operation, including Sixto Salamanca, alias Sublette 9, and José Miguel Yegues, alias Cazador. They are currently in detention and their testimonies reveal the details and those involved in the failed action.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news with Rach Gomez and Lena Valverde.
The Council of State has agreed that the elections of provincial governors and vice governors will be held on Saturday, January 18th. To that end, the delegates of the municipal assemblies of People's Power from all over the country will meet simultaneously on that day. According to Granma newspaper, the Council of State also approved a decree law on mechanization, agricultural drainage, and water supply to animals, which aims to ensure the legal basis to organize the development of these activities and contribute to achieving a more rational use of water. In compliance with the newly adopted Constitution of the Republic of Cuba, the Council of State made a preliminary analysis of the three draft laws that will be submitted for approval at the fourth ordinary session of the National Assembly, called for this week. The law on the state budget for 2020, the law on the organization and functioning of the National Assembly of People's Power and the State Council, and the law on the organization and functioning of the municipal assemblies of People's Power and People's Councils.
Cuban lawmakers gathered in working commissions will discuss core issues for the country on Tuesday and Wednesday as a prelude to the fourth ordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power, ANPP, in its ninth legislature set for December 20 and 21st. The production of food, the energy and epidemiological situation, the training of technicians of intermediate level, of qualified workers and professionals of higher level, the computerization of the society and the legislative chronogram will be some of the topics on their agenda. This ordinary session of the parliament will follow up on the transitional provisions of the 2018 Constitution of the Republic, said Homero Acosta Alvarez, Secretary of the Parliament, at a recent press conference.
The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has presented a report confirming that human rights have been violated in Chile. There are good reasons to argue that there have been a high number of serious human rights violations, the office mentions. In its report, the international organization describes multiple human rights violations committed by the military police, the so-called carabineros, and the Chilean army. Among these acts of state terrorism are 113 cases of torture and 24 cases of sexual violence against women, men, children, and adolescents. Also, it is mentioned that at least 2,111 civilians were injured and 350 people experienced serious eye injuries, this according to existing records until December 10th. There was an unnecessary and disproportionate use of lethal weapon, particularly riot guns, during peaceful demonstrations and or outside the context of violent clashes, the report holds. Such disproportionate use of lethal force generated a high number of injured people, including bystanders and people who were not committing violent acts.
Environmental groups and activists accused the world's richest countries of showing little commitment to seriously tackling climate change after marathon talks ended in a deal described as watered down and weak. International climate talks closed on Sunday in Madrid, Spain, with negotiators postponing until next year a key decision on global carbon markets. After 2 weeks of negotiations on tackling global warming, delegates from almost 200 nations passed declarations calling for greater ambition in cutting planet-heating greenhouse gases and in helping poor countries suffering the effects of climate change. The climate discussions were accompanied at times by angry protests from indigenous and environmental groups, both inside and outside the venue. The demonstrations reflected growing frustration, particularly among young people, at the slow pace of government efforts to curb climate change. Many developing countries and campaigners wanted to see much more explicit language spelling out the importance of countries submitting bolder pledges on emissions as the Paris Agreement process enters a crucial implementation phase next year.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba blames failure of COP25 on industrialized nations.
As anniversary of U.S.-Cuba relations though approaches, bilateral tensions remain high.
De facto Bolivian president to issue arrest warrant for Evo Morales.
Venezuelan government denounces right-wing terrorist plans.